Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Gina Dolphus. I'm with the Dillon and Land Corporation.
Gina Dolphus, the Dillon and Land Corporation, Linda.
On page 6, you mentioned, I heard you mention TK and science information.
TK, which is science.
I'm not too sure, how do you collect TK and
traditional knowledge
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Gina, for the question.
Merci, Mr. Chair. Merci, Gina.
I will let some of our more technical experts step in as well. But with respect to the traditional knowledge,
Thank you.
Availability of other types of food.
It's over there.
Merci, Michael. And,
Mr. Michael.
I have a few more questions here, I guess.
Walter Beyer.
It's probably going to come up in a lot of people here. How do these things come about? Anyway, I'm going to read this because it's coming from the. I'll just read it. What is the logical basis for the difference in the proposed allocation between the Satu
Tlinchon Nunavut region?
ENR
Satu region go asin la I tanitsa one kets ane kashine I teachers and gets a sinla I tanigut as a nunuvit as one at Hanlada.
What is the basis of such a drag and difference in the allocation?
Kanet as a quick on a canoe go kri tasinla. Easy, then it adduce just a two regions, a canet as good yet a disinla on there with a good yasa.
How these allocations came about.
Tanigua goods a good behavior, good you are, Sisoni.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Walter, for that
must
question.
Mr. Chair.
I guess I'll build on what I just said in my response to Gina's question.
Because Gina, what we did is
we looked at the total number of animals that we were proposing.
And then we looked at
the historical records of harvest that we had,
and then we looked at the blue nose, heard, and we looked at the factors I mentioned, where we knew
that there had traditionally been a harvest, but we didn't have records of that. What our sense of the reliance of each community
in the contact with that
availability of other sources and how isolated the communities were. What percentage of the population reports that they hunt We looked at what percentage of the harvest when it was unrestricted harvest.
Thank you. Dillon and Land Corporation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Gina. I'm going to ask Bruno Croft.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you,
Masi Linda, Masi Chair, Gina, Mr. Chair, Bruno Croft, North Slave.
As we presented Gina during our presentation, we showed we do calving ground photographic surveys.
Every 2 years,
So the next one is scheduled for 2018.
And we'll continue on as we propose in
our is the spring calf to call survey that we do. One is scheduled next week, and we do those every year. In June of this past year, covers a large area. Annual harvest on that herd. So we tried to have as many people as possible for each of these groups involved with the surveys. That was the case this past June, this past year.
One more question here.
Mr. Chair, I have
a whole bunch of questions that I wrote down, but as we move through the hearing, I think some of this will be part of the ones I want to bring up. All of the information that we have now in the surveys,
It's available to everyone.
We do have weaknesses in the way we manage areas and get ourselves and people
Their information
Sounds like half a question. But the goals of the area is that I would plan. Because sometimes, I'm talking about myself as working with a background We have numbers. We have good numbers. And I thank you guys for doing the survey. We spent a lot of time studying numbers. But that person go then a behego kegutis is chandala. Ejita, Edriji, Srinaka, which I could have sent away. Edrigo, on day, a quinna, a desina, suit, and I do show Dylan goods as in the scene, a suit, and I have a on that. Turning day,
it really, Edri,
a sense at a taco cake, and at a zoni day,
a sense
at a zongo, a goke, Alex at that, and I go on that. So, in that car, I chose a mercy, Mr. Chair.
Where's you? But, you know, you really don't have to answer that. You might want to, digest it and maybe at the end of the hearing.
And in 2 days,
Mr. Chair, thank you.
Mr. Chair, Massey, Walter, Bruno Croft, North Slave,
Walter, if you look at the Bruno's
Cable
Management Plan, we need to start thinking outside the box, right? When I saw your plan, I understood what you meant. I'm totally impressed with the Dylan's plan. I think it's a good thing. It's very progressive. We've learned from it.
Mr. Chair, Linda Young, I think like as a carousi,
a brutal that in Disney carousi.
When ENR with any what our research and monitoring priorities will be in the coming years. Each of our regional biologists region puts in a proposal for the work that they would like to do. And then we review them. And then the criteria that we look at when we review them is whether or not particular work has been identified by a region or community as a priority. So there's certainly opportunities there's lots of opportunity to work together on that.